Today's mitzvah is mitzvah 473. Taf Ayin Gimel, the mitzvah of Meiser Sheni, says the Torah. Now in the second half of Parshas Re'eh, the laning for Yantif, Moren Chutz La'aretz, Aser Ta Aser, says the Pasuk by Chamishi, is called Tvua Zarecha, Hayosi Asadeh Shana Shana. Take Meiser out of your Tvua Zarecha, everything that grows in your field, that comes out Shana Shana, each year. We learn out that Meiser has to be year by year. You can't take Meiser from one year onto another year. This is the mitzvah of Meiser. Which Meiser are we talking about? Well, look at the next Pasuk. V'yachalto lefnei Hashem Elokecha. You shall eat it in front of Hashem, b'makom asher yivchar, in the place that He will choose. As we know, the name Yerushalayim does not appear in the Torah. Hashem never identified in the Torah the makom asher yivchar, but it's just mentioned. V'lashaken shem Hashem, the place where I tell you. And there you have to partake of Meiser degancha, tiroshcha, v'yitzarecha, Meiser of your grain, your wine, your oil, uvachores bakarcha vitzonecha, leman tilmad liyirath Hashem alokecha kal hayamim. So that, right, very unusual. The Torah itself says a reason behind this mitzvah. Lema'an tilmad, so that you will learn liyirah et Hashem alokecha, to fear Hashem all your days. So as we know, which of the Meisros has to be consumed in Yerushalayim? That, of course, is Meiser Sheni. We have Meiser Rishon, Meiser Ani, and Meiser Sheni, three Meisros. We have Trumas Meiser, which is also a type of Meiser, but today's mitzvah is Meiser Sheni. The next mitzvah after this is Meiser Ani. That's coming up. But this is Meiser Sheni. The Chaser Achina counts one mitzvah. Let's continue reading once we have a Chumash open. We know the halacha is, what if it's too much of a schlep? All of my Meiser Sheni fruit, I'm going to have to bring it all up to Yerushalayim. Ki lo suchal se'eso. I cannot carry it all. Ki yirchak mimcha makom ashiyivcha Hashem alokecha. I don't live right next to Yerushalayim. Ki varecha Hashem alokecha. Hashem has given me such a bracha, but I can't schlep up all the fruit to Yerushalayim. What am I allowed to do? V'nasata bakasef. You can put it into money. This is called pidyon Meiser Sheni. You're allowed to be poda'it, change the kedusha from the fruit onto the money. The fruit becomes chulin, and the money achieves kedusha. Vitzarta kesef viadcha. You'll take that money with you. V'halachta lamakom ashiyivcha Hashem alokecha bo. And then you go to the place that Hashem chose with the money instead of the fruit. V'nasata kesef b'chol asher teva nafshecha. You can buy whatever you want as long as it is food. Babakar, uvatzon, uvayayin, uvashechar, uvachol asher teshalcha nafshecha. Right, whatever you want, but it's got to be something like the details that are given. V'yachalta Hashem lefnei Hashem alokecha, then that will have the status of Meiser Sheni, you will have kedusha. V'samachta atavach uveisecha, and you and your family will be happy. Good, these are the psukim that talk about Meiser Sheni in the Torah. We know there's a lot written on the first two words of this section. Aser to Aser. Chazal Darshan, that even though the Pashas is Meiser Sheni, Chazal Darshan in Maseches Tainis, Aser b'shvil shetit asher. Take off Meiser, and that's a school of becoming rich. The more we give, the more we get. A school of staka, the school of giving others, is a becoming rich. So even though Meiser Sheni is not that type of Meiser, but let's talk for a moment just about that phrase, because that's the source for the phrase that it introduces this mitzvah and the next mitzvah, which is Meiser Ani. Just one fascinating ha'ara that I saw in the Osras HaTorah. He quotes on the pasuk here, Aser to Aser, the Medrash Pliya. It's a Medrash Pliya, which means it's a Medrash that we have no idea what it's talking about. That's why it's a Pella. Medrash Pliya. Aser to Aser. Im ha-smol va'aymina. If you go left, I'll go right. Vim aymin va'asmi'ila. If you go right, I'll go left. What does that have to do with Aser to Aser? So explains, he quotes from the Sefer Kol Yosef, that we know the word ayin sin reish is two things. It depends where you put the dot on the shin. Either it means osher, right, if it's a shin, or eser from the word meiser, a tenth, if you put it on the left side as a sin. So says the Kol Yosef, if you put the on the left side meiser, you take off meiser, then I'm going to move it to the right. I'm going to make you osher, I'm going to make you rich. If you put it on the right side, you keep it for yourself. You want to make yourself rich, you keep it, I'm going to make sure you lose anyway. I'm going to move it to the left, I'm going to make osher, you lose eser anyway. So that's the aser da aser, im asmol, aymina. Amazing. Okay, let's continue. That's just one thought on Aser to Aser. There's a lot on Aser to Aser, but let's just try to focus on the mitzvah of the day. Says the Sefer Achinuch, Wahotzi Meiser Sheni Menatvua Barba Shnei Shmita. To take Meiser Sheni in four of the years of Shmita. Klomar. In other words, Acher Shenafresh Meiser Rishon, Hanitin Lolovim, like we know the order of Meiseris of Hafreshos are, number one is Bikurim, number two is Truma Gadola. After I take off Truma Gadola, from what's left, I take off 10%. That is Meiser Rishon, given to the Levi. Then after that, I take off another Meiser, and that is Meiser Sheni, Shenafish Od Meiser Acher. The Akenu Nikra Sheni, that's why it's called Meiser Sheni, because it's after Meiser Rishon. Vezeh Meiser Hayadino Sheyochal B'Yerushalayim. And the halacha is that we eat it in Yerushalayim, as the Pasuk says right here, Aser Ta'aser is called V'Aserecha, U'Bir HaKasuv. And the pasuk continues and tells me that I have to eat it in Yerushalayim. There's a very important machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam, as the Sefer HaChinuch follows him, as he always does, counts one mitzvah Meiser Sheni. The mitzvah is to take off Meiser Sheni to go eat it in Yerushalayim. The Ramban begs to differ. The Ramban, in the Shrashim, in Shorash Shneimasar, says, no, it's two separate mitzvos. Taking off Meiser Sheni and eating it in Yerushalayim, two mitzvos. And before we even see the Shrashim, this is the Ramban. In, as we know, the Ramban added on all of the mitzvahs that he felt that the Rambam forgot. Mitzvahs, Sheshachach HaRav. What's number one? Number one, Sheshachach Men HaRav is right here. Shenitz Tavinu Lecho Meiser Sheni Uvechoros B'Yerushalayim Lefnei Akel Yisala. Today's mitzvah is number one, says the Ramban. Right, he could have done any. There's no specific order. But he puts this one. This mitzvah, the first mitzvah that the Rambam forgot, says the Ramban, eating Meiser Sheni fruit. The Rambam says that's a mitzvah too. He just includes it in this mitzvah of separating Meiser Sheni and eating it. The Ramban says, no, separate mitzvah. It says in the Pasuk, V'yachalta Lefnei Hashem Elokecha. That sounds pretty commandish. Right? You shall eat. Right? It sounds like a mitzvah. So the Ramban says, Vizu mitzvah min ha-mitzvos hi gedola ma'od. It's so great, shenasan batam. As we pointed out, this is one of the few mitzvahs in the Torah that the Torah gives a reason. Do this so that. L'man til ma'liyira. Like the Bach in Hilchos Sukkah, the three l'ma'an mitzvos. Right? L'man tizkru, l'man Torah tashem aficho, l'man yidid orasechem. So here's another one. L'man til ma'liyira. Right, this is Laman. V'imu lai hayadaito, says the Ramban. And if it's the Rambam's das, she'enon ela lebnoach hilasan chusli Yerushalayim, it's really just a lav haba mechal aseh. The achalta just means don't eat it outside of Yerushalayim. It's really the focus is a los aseh. Halahu zalamona, lav and mechal cheshbon aseh. The Rambam counts those anyway. Lav haba mechal aseh zaz aseh. So says the Ramban, I don't know why the Rambam doesn't count it. And he quotes a couple of rayas to this, and then he says at the end, very interestingly, ki achilas kachim labay limul roi lochlan asay. Eating karbonis is an asay. U kimoshu asay lekoanim bechatos vashamos. Just like it's a mitzvah for koanim to eat karbonos. Kenu labay lim bechelik haroi lim. So to this one, wow, that's a great comparison. Right, what we always like to point out, whenever there's a comparison made by a Rishon, he doesn't have to make comparisons. He can just say what the halach is. If he says the word kishem, that's something important. So he says here, just like eating karbanis is a mitzvah, so to eating Meiser Sheni is a mitzvah. So what's the nekudas of machlokas? The Rambam only counts one. Rambam only counts one. And this machlokas is spoken about in the 12th Shorish, Shorish Neimasar. That's what the Rambam explains, that I'm only counting one mitzvah. And the Ramban says, no, it's two separate. All the mitzvahs, Hafrasha and Nesina. I could separate Meiser Sheni and then leave it at home and let it rot. Didn't I do the mitzvah? I did the mitzvah. I could eat the rest of my produce. And on the other hand, I could go eat it in Yerushalayim. That's a separate mitzvah. Two mitzvahs, says the Ramban. If something is tevel before I do something, and then after I do it, it's mesukan, that shows it's a separate mitzvah. That's the Ramban. Roy shenimna shtei mitzvahs b'truma hafrashasa mipasik tarimu truma l'Hashem v'nesina l'koin mipasik titen lo. Truma should be two mitzvahs, Meiser Sheni should be two mitzvahs, v'chulu. That is the Ramban, and the Rambam argues. What's the lumdis? Explains the mitzvahs ha-melech, Rabbi Cement. It's basically the Ramban Mefurish explaining. According to the Ramban, Meiser Sheni, Achilas Meiser Sheni is a bechin of Achilas Kachim. He compares it to that. He even mentions eating Bechor. What's his lashon here? What's the mitzvah? Lecho Meiser Sheni u Bechoros b'Yerushalayim. According to the Ramban, eating Meiser Sheni is like eating karbanos. That's why it's a separate mitzvah. He counts it just like eating karbanos is a mitzvah. Eating Meiser Sheni is a mitzvah. The Ramban, no. It's not a mitzvah of like karbanos. Karbanos are karbanos. Karbanos are from the base of Migdash. What does the Rambam say? No. Achilas kachim is achilas kachim. O mitzvah achilas meiser sheni. Bechal afrosh is meiser sheni. Right. It's something separate. It's something different. Don't count this as a separate mitzvah. And he says, where else do you see this in the Rambam? The Rambam does say there is a machlokas tanoim. Whether meiser sheni, let's say I have meiser sheni money. Is that what's called mamon gavoa or mamon hedyot? Karbanos are mamon gavoa. They come from my Kaddish Baruch Hu. What about meiser sheni? It's somewhere in the middle. It has kedusha. I have to eat it in Yerushalayim. But I'm allowed to eat it. I'm allowed to eat it in all of Yerushalayim. By Kachi Kalam, but it's like not like a carbon. That's a machlokas tanom. The Rama Paskin's Kachi, it's Mama Gavoa. But he quotes the Maaser, the Mitzvah Melech quotes Reb Chaim here, who says if you look in the Rambam, the Rambam says if I use Maaser Sheni money to get married, I give Maaser Sheni money to a woman and say Harem Kudeshesli B'Tabazusha Maaser Sheni Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael. What's the halacha? Doesn't work. Why doesn't it work? What should the Rambam say? Because it's not his to give. If Maaser Sheni is Mama Gavoa, it's not yours to give. The Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam says, well, she can't do whatever she wants with it. She has to take it to Yerushalayim. Why does he say that? He should say, because it's not his. What's mashma, says Reb Chaim, even if you say, Ma'aser Sheni is Mamon Gavoa, it's still kind of yours. It has certain Kedusha elements that limits its usage, but it's still really yours. And that's why the Rambam, Lishitaso, says the Mitzvah Samelach, the Rambam doesn't count this as a separate Mitzvah Zaseh Daraisa, to eat, because it's not Achilas Kachim. Even if you say it's Mamon Gavoa, it is not Achilas Kachim, and therefore it's more connected to the Hafrosha Shebo, and that is why it's counted as one mitzvah. Okay, that's an important discussion in the Rambam and the Ramban, whether this is a mitzvah or not. Separate mitzvah, and the Chinuch, of course, as he always does, follows the counting of the Rambam. Let's continue. Ubir HaKasav, continues the Chinuch. Shim Yirchach Menu HaMakom V'lo Nuchal Se'esav Sham. As the Torah says, if it's too far, and you can't carry it all, Rak B'Torah Gadol V'so HaMeruba, be very expensive, you have to rent out a truck to take all of your fruit, Shenifto So V'Nal Adam Av LeYerushalayim, you can redeem it and bring it up to Yerushalayim. V'Not Tzi'em Sham You have to use it to buy food and to buy drinks. Ubir hakasav. Also, the pasuk explains, not here. We just read the pasukim here. But the whole Torah has to be read as a unit, as we know. Sometimes you have halachas that are mentioned in one place, but it's not a complete story. So if you look, you have to look at the end of Vayikra to get the complete story of Maaser Sheni. What's that? Ubir hakasav kamochein, shapoda Maaser Sheni shelo, shetzorach lahosef chomesh bedamim. As we know, if somebody is poda their Maaser Sheni, they have to add on. They can't just do it where it's worth $50, so I have to redeem it for $50. No, I have to add on a chomesh. What we call 25%. It's 1/5 after it's added on. But what we call 25%, that's as much as one has to add on. If it's worth $100, one has to add, it's 125. Right, it's not 120. That's a chomesh. If the bialim redeem it, klomar shem hu shav arba dinarim sheyochavim kama chamisha dinarim b'Yerushalayim. You have to eat 5. Yalze nemar v'im go yigal ish mima asro chamishi so yosef alav. You have to add on a chomesh, and we darshin mima asro v'lo mimaiser chaveiro. Right, only a the person's own meiser and not somebody else's. Right, that's the halacha of a chomesh or a couple of chomeshim. This is the chomesh of Maaser Sheni. Rav Shechter has in the Ginas Egos, in the first Simen, where he discusses Pidyon Maaser Sheni, and he quotes basically a Chiddush of the Nesiv, Chiddush of the Nesiv regarding Pidyon Maaser Sheni. There's a couple of questions that the Nesiv asks on a Tosfos in Maseches Brachos, Brachos Daf Lamed Hayamad Aleph, where Tosfos quotes the She'iltos that says, Bizman Hazeh, Kerem Ravai, you can be Mechalel on a Shavet Pruta. Kerem Ravai, which is always compared to Maaser Sheni, Ravai produce and Maaser Sheni have the same halacha, have to be eaten in Yerushalayim, the fourth year fruit. Tosfos says, in the name of the She'iltos, you could be mechala that onto a Shavah Pruta. And asks all the achronim on the She'iltos, number one, there are a couple things the She'iltos left out. The She'iltos is a halachic sefer. Number one, he says, where's the bracha on Pidyon? He doesn't mention the bracha. Number two, he doesn't mention Chomesh, as we just mentioned. Number three, what do you mean he could be poded? He mentioned shavek kesef. You have to use kesef. It says v'tzarta kesef biyodecha. Explains the Netziv, there are two types of pidyon. Pidyon Maaser Sheni or pidyon neta ravai. This pidyon what we would call matir, and this pidyon what we would call mitzvah. There's the super duper way of doing pidyon, which you will fulfill a mitzvah, Pidyon Maaser Sheni. That's doing it exactly what it's worth, even more, adding on a chomesh, you make a bracha on that, that's adding on a chomesh, v'chulu. That is pidyon, that is the mitzvah element. But you could do it in a bare bones way as well. And that would already be matirit. You could bring it up to Yerushalayim. And that, though, there's no bracha on, if it's just a matir. And that, even if it's not exactly the same value. And even if you don't add on a chomesh, there are different pidyonos, different ways to do pidyon, says the Netziv. Rav Shechter quotes it here in the Ginas Egos, in the first simon in the Ginas Egos. So again, the mitzvah pidyon might be done in different ways, as is described here in the Sefer HaChinuch. We continue Mishorshi HaMitzvah. What's the shorish behind this mitzvah? Kasafti, look back what I wrote about Meiser Behema. And even though the Inyan, you don't even have to look back, because it says in the Pasuk here, L'man Tilma L'Yiras Hashem L'Kachach L'Yamim, so that you learn to fear Hashem. Right, this is discussed by the Rishonim already, that Meiser Sheni, forcing me to go to Yerushalayim, will bring to me Yirat Shemayim. How? Tosfos and Mavavasri. Quote it in the footnotes here. Tosfos and Mavavasri on Daf Chaf Aleph. Tosfos says, Ki Mitzion Teisei Torah, says the Gemara there in Baal Basra. Why? Lefi Shahaya Roe Kedusha Gedola V'Kohanim Oskim Ba'avoda. I go to Yerushalayim. I see the Kohanim. Unbelievable. They're working. They're running. They're acting as Rizos. They're so exact. Haya Mechavein Libo Yosir Liyura Shamayim V'lo Motorah. When you're around great people, we become affected. And we are mushpa from them. We see a great gadol. We see amazing people acting in Avodas Hashem. We're mushpa from them. We want to be like them. That's what, like it says Tosfos, quoting the Sifri, L'man Tilma L'Yira, Gadol Meiser Sheni, Shemevi L'Idei Talmud, L'Fi Shai Omei B'Yerushalayim, Ati Yocha Meiser Sheni Shelo, V'Yaroa Shekulam Oskim, V'Malach HaShamayim, U'Ba Avoda, Hayagam Hu Mechavim L'Yira Shamayim V'Osek B'Torah. That's what this mitzvah is about. Getting to Yerushalayim, seeing the Kohanim B'Avodasam. That's why on the Daraisa level, as we'll see, it only applies when we have a Beis HaMikdash and all the other details involved. And the Rishonim even explained it on the Pasuk, right here. L'man Tilma L'Yira, says the Svarno, Ki b'makam ha-nivchar l'mikdash, in that space, yeh bezdin ha-gadol, l'havin al-horos. A little different. Bezdin's there. To learn from the Bezdin HaGadol there. The Rashbam, Ki shetira makam shechina, v'akonim b'vodasam, l'vim b'duchanam, yisob ha-madam. It's an inspirational moment. We can't even fathom it. We're like, oh, how is it going to be so inspiring? That's what we have to mourn for. We don't even realize or acknowledge how it could be so inspiring, but that is what is described. If you remember back in the mitzvah Shin Samach, what the Chinuch himself here refers to, he says, look back what I wrote there. Why it's so inspiring to come to Yerushalayim. There he says an amazing thought. He says, all these mitzvos about having to go to Yerushalayim, Meiser Behema, and Meiser Sheni, and Neter Avai, it's all to make sure that every family has at least one member that goes to Yerushalayim every so often. And that they're inspired in Yerushalayim, and then they bring it back home. The whole family doesn't have to go. One person's going to bring up the money and have a couple of steak dinners in Yerushalayim. But everybody else will stay home. Not everybody goes. But he'll come back, and he'll be inspired, and he'll be mashpia on the rest of the family. And says the Chinuch, Umitokach yuk b'chol bayis u'bayis, mikol Yisrael, ish chacham yodea ha-Torah, asher yomad v'chachmaso kol beis aviv. At least there'll be one person in the family that will be inspired, will be his head will be in Torah, uvechein timale arate yas Hashem, and he'll spread it to his family, and everybody will have a family member that will be involved in Meiser Sheni. Right? That is the halacha, some of the hashkafa behind it. Midini ha-mitzvah, what are some of the halachas? As we mentioned some already, number one, Eima Asrin Meiser Sheni Mishana L'Chaverta. You can't double up on years, right? Every year is separate. Tafshin Ayin Dalet, Tafshin Ayin Gimel, separate years. How do you determine which year? That he says later on. Well, when it comes to trees, you go by Chanata. You go by when it blossomed. Whenever it blossomed, that's called the year. If something blossoms before Tu B'Shvat, it's the previous year. If it's after Tu B'Shvat, it's that year. Tu B'Shvat, as the first Mishnah of Rosh Hashanah says, is Rosh Hashanah Le'ilanos. All Ilanos go by Chanata when it blossoms. That's what you have to figure out. Is it a Meiser Sheni year? Years 1, 2, 4, and 5 are Meiser Sheni years. Or is it a Meiser Ani year? Years 3 and 6. Except for Esro. Esro goes by Lakita, when it's gathered, when it's harvested, like vegetables, like Yerakos. Either way, that is the how you figure out each year. Skip a couple of lines, go towards the bottom. Kasafti she'ikrichi ma'aser midaraisa eino ela dagan tirosh v'yitzar v'kol hashar d'rabbanan. The Chinuch mentions his shita, which is, of course, the major machlokas Rishonim we mentioned a few times in the past. What is chayiv in shumas ma'aser d'raisa? So Rashi and Tosfos all over Shas. And the Sefer HaChinuch right here, quote, that it is only dagan tirosh v'yitzar. And this is the pashas of the psukim. Dagon, tirosh, v'yitzar are the only ones that are da'araisa. Of course, the Rambam says that all fruit are da'araisa for tshumas and maisers, but he agrees that vegetables are d'rabbanan. There is a fascinating shita of the smag. The Menachas Chinuch makes note of it in Os Aleph, where he quotes the Mishnah Lamelech. Mishnah Lamelech quotes the smag, but it's the smag. That everything is chayiv da'araisa in Meiser Sheni. Meiser Sheni is unique. Everything is chayav daraisa and Meiser Sheni, even vegetables, even yirakos, and nobody else nobody agrees with him. Right? The Mishnah Bala quotes that all the Rishonim argue that I'm a chal between Meiser Sheni and other chumas and Meisters. We have a machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos versus the Rambam, all over Shas about fruit, all fruit, or versus meaning oranges, apples. Big nafkaminas. That chayav chumas ma'isas daraisa derabanan. Vegetables are for sure derabanan. Machumas and ma'isas. All of a sudden, the smak comes and says ma'isas sheni. Everything is daraisa. That's a big chiddush, but that is his shita that one should be aware of. Continuing, just finishing up. Mitzvah zu einon hegas b'chol makom. As we know, this mitzvah does not apply everywhere. Ela bezman she Yisrael shurim alad masam v'yushalayim b'yishuva. It applies in Eretz Yisrael only, and when Bnei Yisrael are there, and Yerushalayim b'yishuva, when we have a Yishuv, when we have a base of Mikdash, Nizkev, Sechazene, Einenu b'tova. As long as we should be zochet to the base of Mikdash very soon. Again, Ma'aser Sheni is obviously a huge mitzvah. One other ha'ara just to mention, and that is the idea of pidyon is only when before we bring it to Yerushalayim. Once we bring the fruit, the actual fruit to Yerushalayim, you can't be poda anymore. That's called kaltua machitzos. The walls themselves literally are collate, grab, and give it kedusha, and therefore the halacha is it cannot be done. So that's why pidyon is always done when it's far, and then they bring it to Yerushalayim in order to eat it there. Okay, we'll have to stop here. But next time we'll pick up with the other meiser, and that is meiser ani.